What if kittens played the Glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we've got a question from Owen.
Owen, and my What If question is, what if zombies were kind to people and they didn't do anything to them?
Thank you.
Bye.
Ah, Owen, what a cool question. I have always hoped that in real life, zombies would be kind. I mean, not that zombies are real, right? I hope they're not. Well, if they are, I hope that they're kind. Well, Owen, I can't wait to get right to your story.
Hold on there a second, Mr. Eric.
Oh, Petey the Pirate. Man, I haven't seen you in a while. Welcome back to the studio.
I come because I hear you're starting to do interview questions submitted by kids. But how are they supposed to know what kinds of questions to ask if you don't give them an example?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, our listeners are very creative, but you raise a good point, Petey. So do you have some questions for yourself?
Mr. Eric, that is not how an interview works.
Oh, right. Okay, so I'll come up with a question. When did you first know that you were a pirate?
What?
Well, were you born a pirate? Or did you, like, choose to become a pirate? I don't know how it works.
Well, of course I was born a pirate. When I came out into the world, I was already battling a shark with a dagger from my teeth.
Wow, that must have been really hard for you.
Yo-ho, indeed it was.
And why is it that pirates always wear bandanas over their heads, even if they're wearing a hat over the bandana?
Oh, that one's easy. It collects all the sweat so it doesn't get into our eyes and...
Petey, when you just adjusted your bandana, your whole hair moved.
Oh, it's nonsense.
Petey, are you wearing a wig?
Of course not. I've always had these long, beautiful dreadlocks since the moment I was born. A squid thought that I was its baby, in fact, and I had to battle it
while
off.
While battling a shark at the same time?
Aye, a shark and a squid, and I was only 3 minutes old.
Petey, I don't quite believe you.
Mr. Eric, it's What If World. Anything's possible, you know that.
Okay, but I still think you're wearing a wig.
I'm not, but I do have to go and just glue something really quickly. Not a wig or anything, it's a pasta neutral pirate ship I'm making for you.
Oh, Petey, that would be really great. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with being bald.
Bald? I'm gonna get out of here.
Okay, see you later, Pete. Folks at home, we're taking questions of all kinds, just in case your kid has been waiting a little while on a story or is a little nervous about asking a story question. You could ask a question for Abacus P. Grumbler, the wizard, Petey the pirate, Fair Elise, the fairy, Spiffy, the space fairy, Mamma Jamma, Papaloo, Zack and Zizi, Harrigo the tree. You could ask a question for Count Cacula or Ferravarius the violin-playing ferret. You could even ask me a question. Remember, the more we hear your voice, the better our stories and our podcast gets. And Owen, don't think I forgot about you for 1 second. Let's get to your story. What if zombies were kind to people? It was spring in What If World, and that meant things were starting to heat up. Flowers were blooming, crops were growing, and kids were getting spring break. Zack and Zizi were no exception.
Mom, Dad, I really want to go to Zombria for our spring break.
Zombria? What? Yeah, after all that great zombie protesting I did. 1, 2, 3, 4, we don't want zombies anymore. 5, 6, 7, 8, zombie neighbors would be great. Let's do it. Mama Gemma, do you always have to undercut my chance?
Oh, your chance are mean. If Zach wants to go to Zombria, well, you know, I guess we should check with ZZ.
Oh, well, it is Zach's turn to pick.
Oh, when's it gonna be my turn?
Papa Lo, you promised to pick last, so we can all finally go to your boring old stamp factory.
I'm telling you, you kids are gonna love the stamp factory. I mean, you can get lost in there for days and days.
I really wanna go to Zombria.
But you know zombies are terribly dangerous.
Well, actually, an article in the New What Times recently said that zombies are cool.
The sooner we do this, the sooner you get to go to your stamp factory.
All right, if it'll get you all to just pipe down, we can go to Zombria. Or we're buying 10 bottles of Zomblock on the way.
Zombria was a pretty old town. It had been around for over 100 years. And a lot of the houses looked a little run down, like they could use a paint job. But other than that, and the fact that there were zombies walking around, it didn't seem much different from any town you may have visited.
All right, kids, keep the windows rolled up. Put on your Zomblock. Now, I'm only promising you one night here, okay?
Okay, Dad.
And what do you say if someone asks to eat your brains?
No, thank you.
Oh, honey, quit trying to spook 'em. Zombies are nice.
They pulled into the old bed and breakfast. It was a big house with a sign up front that said, Hugs and Puppies.
Oh, with a name like that, it's gotta be a friendly place.
We'll see.
They parked the car in the little lot and walked right up to the door.
And remember, kids, don't invite them in or else they could...
Dad, invitations are a vampire thing.
Besides, I think they need to invite us in. We're the strangers here.
The door opened with a creak. And there is a tall, smiling zombie wearing a nice button-down shirt and holding a puppy.
Brains, 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 brains.
Well, that's it. Let's get out of here, kids.
Papaloo dropped their luggage, picked up the kids, and ran for the car.
Oh no, I've left Mama Gemma behind!
He looked back to see her laughing and smiling as she held that puppy and it licked her face.
Dad, I don't think we're in any danger.
Shows what you know. That zombie puppy is gonna...
Lick Mom's face.
Oh, Papa Lou, come here. Zach, ZZ.
The three of them walked back up, but Papa Lou was spraying them with a cloud of Zomblock. The zombie opened its arms wide.
Brains!
He's coming for us for sure!
Oh, excuse me. I didn't realize you didn't speak zombie.
See, honey, he was just speaking zombie.
Oh, how do you say my name in zombie?
Oh, what's your name?
Zach.
Well, that's a fine zombie name. But in zombie, it's called... Brains.
Oh, do me. My name's Mama Gemma.
Brains, brains.
All right, I guess tell me how to say Papa Lou in zombie.
Papa Lou.
Yeah, but say it in zombie.
Papa Lou.
What?
I'm sorry, there's no good translation for your name.
Just say, like, brains, brains, brains.
I do not dance on cheese logs.
Oh, Dad, your zombie is off.
Oh, come on. All he says is brains.
Dad, you just said his mother looks like a squirrel.
Oh, jeez. Well, will you tell him I'm sorry?
I understand English. Most zombies bilingual.
Oh, please pardon my Lou. The only thing bigger than his mouth is his foot when he sticks it in there.
He eat feet? How barbaric.
No, sticking your foot in your mouth is a figure of speech. You, on the other hand, eat brains!
No. Figure of speech. Let me show you two rooms and give you hugs.
I hear zombies give the best hugs.
Well, I don't think so,
said Papa Lou, spraying Zomblock all over everyone in the family.
Ugh, that gives me bad allergies.
It's my right as a what-if-akin to spray what I want, when I want, who I want.
Oh, give me that spray, said Mama Jamma, and she snatched the Zomblock away from Papaloo.
Aw, shucks.
Okay, here are your rooms. Who want hugs?
Me.
Oh,
me.
I want so many hugs.
I'll pass.
And the tall, smiling zombie bent over and gave Zack, Zizi, and Mama Jamma a big group hug. It was really nice, and that puppy was jumping all over them and licking them, and everybody was laughing. Except for you know who.
Zombie, you know it's my job to hug my family.
Hey, I have a name. It's Brains, 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 Brains. But you can call me Zed.
Okay, Zed. Here's your money for the rooms, and you can scram.
Zack and Zizi went into their room to unpack. It was right next door to Mama Jamma and Papaloo's.
Oh, Lou, look at this brochure about Zombria. There's so much fun stuff to do here.
Fun for you, maybe. I just seem to keep embarrassing myself in front of the kids.
Oh, you just gotta loosen up. Let's all do something fun together.
All right, what's that brochure of yours say?
Well, there's museums and dances and sports.
Pick whatever you think's the most fun and we'll do it in the morning.
The next morning, the whole family went downstairs to have breakfast with Zed and his family.
Oh, sorry, here are my kids, Goo and Icky.
I prefer Goo.
Icky's fine by me.
Would you two like hugs?
Sure, I'd like
that
a
hug. That sounds good.
Papaloo didn't like seeing his kids hug these young zombies, but he got a stern look from Mama Jamma, and he could just hear her saying in his head,
"Keep that big yap closed, Papaloo."
So they all sat down for breakfast. Zed's well-trained puppies sauntered in with covered trays strapped to their backs.
Oh boy, I'm so hungry.
Papaloo and his whole family opened their trays to reveal delicious bread and bacon and eggs and a glass of orange juice.
But when Zed's family uncovered their trays,
it was all kind of garbage and old cans, and I think there was a sock in there. Papaloo felt a little squeamish. Dad, zombies eat old food that humans can't, okay? Don't embarrass us.
Oh, boy, I'll try not to. Now I'm kinda wishing they did a brow.
Papaloo stopped at a kick from Mama Jamma under the table. After breakfast, they rushed off to the museum.
Oh, I can't wait to study the brainoglyphics.
I want to learn about all their advances in neuroscience.
I want to jump in the brain pit.
Please don't tell me this museum is...
Yep, it was a museum of brains. And it was in the shape of a giant plaster brain. The kids ran around playing and exploring for hours. Papaloo just found a newspaper to read, but it was written all in brainoglyphics.
Ah, jeez.
Before they knew it was the afternoon.
Oh, come on, kids. We gotta go to the dance now.
Yay!
All right, you kids are gonna see your papa bust a move now.
That's the spirit, Lou.
They hustled all the way to Horde Square, where hundreds of zombies were wandering around aimlessly, arms raised out, talking in zombie language.
Brains.
It all went together, I don't know, sort of melodically, but it didn't sound like any music Papaloo had ever heard.
Brains.
Zack and ZZ were walking around in lockstep with those zombies. Even Mama Jamma picked it up before long, but Papa Lou just couldn't figure out that zombie walk dance.
I mean, it's just a shuffle. What kind of silly, crazy, weird dance is this anyway?
Brains.
One young lady zombie walked up to him.
Brains.
And she pointed away from the square.
I'm sorry, I mean, brains.
Oh, Dad, you really shouldn't have said that.
Aw, fine, let's just get out of here. Your mom said there was a sporting event of some kind.
Oh, yeah, let's go to the Zomball Stadium.
Zomball. Oh, brother.
Yep, in Zomball, zombies use their heads as balls, and they took turns throwing it to each other. And another zombie would use one of its legs as a bat and try to hit the head out of the park. It wasn't a very fast game, as there was a lot of zombies taking off legs and putting them back on and jumping down the baseline and reattaching heads, and sometimes they got their heads mixed up too.
Oh, this game doesn't make any sense to me.
Are you kidding, honey? The count's 2 brains to 3 heads, and the Zombria puppy huggers are leading by 2 tombstones.
Crack! A zombie head was suddenly hit all the way into the stadium where they were seated.
I got this, kids.
Papa Lou turned to a Zomball fan sitting next to him.
Buddy, is it okay if I borrow your arms for a minute?
Brains.
It nodded. Fast as lightning, Papa Lou popped off its 2 arms, jumped up into the stadium, reached up as high as he could into the air, and whoosh, caught that zombie head. The head of the Zomball player looked down and gave him a wink.
Brains.
Papa Lou realized everyone in the Zomball Stadium was watching him. He thought about a chant he'd been hearing in the stadiums and...
Brains?
The whole stadium went quiet. And then...
Brains! I'm finally getting the hang of this place. Here, Zack, this head's for you.
Aw, thanks, Dad. I'll keep it forever.
And he stuffed the head into his backpack.
Boys, give the brains back.
All right.
Oh, shucks.
The end. Aw, Owen, I was so excited to finally tell a zombie story. Wow. I hope you all enjoyed the story. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, Craig Martinson, who made our great theme song, and all you kids at home who've ever met someone new or a little different and gave them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes it can take a while to find things you have in common with new people, but if you stay patient and nice, you probably will. Until we meet again,